Yo, welcome everybody to the Mega 64 podcast. We are excited because this weekend we will be hosting Mega 64 Game Days in Anaheim, California. Tickets will be available at the door. We'll be there with special guests. Information up on our website. We hope to see you there. But in addition to that, this is podcast 502. Wow. 502 podcasts. We've come so far. How's everybody doing this week?
And got so
I was thinking
far.
That too.
In the end, we
got really far.
That was not a Linkin
Rest
Park
in
reference.
I thought it was.
No. That was not a...
Too soon?
Too soon. I don't even want to reference Chester Huntington, whoever, whatever. Whatever happened, let's move on.
I always remember the celebrities who died during Comic-Con the most.
What's up?
If you die during Comic-Con, I remember that the most because it's
their
non-stop.
Soul is trapped there.
Oh, yeah, no, because I know why. Psychologically, because at Comic-Con, it's like being in jail. It's like being worse than jail. It's like being in a prison camp, only in the sense that news trickles in so little, so rarely. Mm-hmm. So when somebody dies, it's like the only news you get, and it's the only thing you hear about for like 5 days straight. So it's like programming into your brain. Like, Amy Winehouse.
Is
I'll never forget those moments. It actually makes a great Comic-Con comedy. Because we can announce that Amy Winehouse will now be starring on The Walking Dead. We did that. I thought it was funny.
I had to leave.
The audience was split.
I couldn't be there for that.
audience was split at the time.
It's split.
Now the time has passed. We can agree it actually was funny. You know, tragedy plus time equals comedy. Classic formula.
Classic.
Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. We're going to be teaching all the comedy formulas here. Tonight, you watch this show, you'll learn how to be funny. Wow. Rocco's the funniest guy I know. Why don't you give him a demonstration?
I feel so sick and I'm not doing well right now. My health is in poor condition.
See, fucking great.
I mean, they're laughing. Tragedy plus time plus no time equals comedy. Theme song. Tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. One thing, I don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to remind myself how... You know... Before the podcast started, I mentioned that I am wearing special workout leggings today.
What?
Because these pants have the biggest crotch rip in them of any pant. Look at that.
Oh, no.
This thing goes from front all the way to back. It's like I'm wearing chaps here. Don't worry, everybody. I got full-on leggings underneath here. So we got coverage.
No.
Am I the only one, though? I'm wondering. I will wear pants with a rip in the crotch.
Yeah.
If I feel like it's not that noticeable, you know, I don't mind crossing my legs. Right. Or, but do you guys feel the same way? And with these ones, it's gotten to the point where this rip is pretty bad. So now I'm wearing special underwear.
That is something.
To compensate for it. But I'm very picky about my pants. And it's hard for me to shop for pants. And I haven't been able to find a replacement. I've gone shopping twice, and I haven't been able to find a replacement.
I get the same hole in all of my pants 100% of the time, and it's in the back.
It's right – Kevin, get a close-up on this. It's like right here.
What
right
is
above
that?
The pocket.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Right above the pocket. Don't know why I have that problem. Maybe it's my keys. That's a good point. So this is embarrassing to admit, but – we're all friends here.
Okay. Finally, a story.
So I will either wear black underwear with it, so it's like you can't tell there's a rip. Like if you sit, all you see is black behind it, so it's fine.
Okay.
But I go to my grandma's house every Wednesday, and then she's
like, what's
with these pants?
Oh, no.
There's holes in all of them.
Grandparents don't do that shit.
No.
Old people, they went through the depression.
My grandma was like, bring over all the pants and I'll fix them for you. So my 82-year-old grandma came over, and she just sewed all day fixing my pants for me. And I was like, Grandma, I could buy new pants. And she's like, no, it's fine. And then the next week, she bought me pants too. So my grandma's buying me pants, and she's sewing my pants together. I have blue jeans that had a hole in the crotch like you, and it's just, and she like sewed the shit out of it, and that looks great.
Your grandma lived through the Depression, and now you're giving her flashbacks, and she's probably getting real like upset, like, fuck. My grandson is like those guys I remember back with the ripped pants and the no new pants, and I can't.
They had their Hoover flags hanging out.
I can't have my family reverting back to Depression era pants.
Yeah, so anyways, my grandma fixed all my pants and she bought me new ones.
That's nice.
I love my grandma. That's so sweet.
My grandma that was on my dad's side was the nicest woman. Never had any, just couldn't be more kind. The only argument I ever saw involving her and other, people in my family were... Same kind of thing. I had holes in my pants when I was a kid, when I was at school. All my jeans had holes all over, whatever.
That was cool.
And she said, you know what? Some of these pants you can't wear. Let me fix them all up for you. And my mom was like, that's so nice. I'll stitch them all up. Oh, thank you. Okay. And she took all my pants and she stitched them all, but she used like whatever thread she had. So it was like red and pink and shit. And they looked like clown pants. And I remember my mom getting them back from her. And my mom was like, what did you do to his pants? And that was the only argument I ever saw between my grandma and other people in my family was my grandma was so offended by that. Like, in the Depression, we wore whatever we had. And he's got to wear pants. He didn't care about fashion. What is it? It was like... Whoa! What? Like he? I don't think he's going to get beat up if he wears these to school. You don't understand.
Yeah.
He should be grateful he has pants. It was the weirdest situation.
He should be grateful he has pants.
I never saw any other argument between. Like, yeah, but my mom and my grandma would
think of the other kids at school who don't even have pants to wear. Yeah. Rocco's going to school with pants on. He should be happy to wear them.
He should be. If a loaf of bread looks like a banquet. I have no right buying tobacco. Anyway. But yeah, it was weird.
I actually bought some ripped jeans in high school.
Yeah.
And I got home one day. My grandma was chilling out with my mom. She sewed up those pants.
Oh, you bought them that way.
Yeah. Shout out to grandmas.
Yeah, grandmas are the best. That's the absolute best.
Well, if any of your grandmas want to come sew up my crotch, let's make an offer.
I'll at least offer it to her.
Let's make an offer. Anyways, enough about that.
Yikes.
What else we got going on here?
I have this problem where I get fucking sick and then I rest and I'm like, good, I'm feeling good. And then I over fucking do it. Oh. And I blew it because yesterday we had tickets to a concert.
You're still fucked up from the concert?
Well, no, I got super sick. Let me start. I had so much stuff to edit this weekend and work on, and I was like, cool, I got the whole weekend to do it. That'll be great. But I got sick Friday night, so I was like, you know what? I'll take Saturday to sleep in, and then I'm going right to work. I slept on a level that no human has ever gone. I went to like the rim of the universe and back. I slept the longest I've ever slept. It was like almost 15, almost 16 hours dead. And have you ever done that where?
I have not slept that long. I've slept so long that I feel terrible.
Really?
I slept too long. I overdid it and now I regret this. I just feel like shit.
Yeah. Well, and this is where I'm coming from is like it was weird for me because I've only slept so long that many times. Or, a few times. And when I do, it's like I almost go through this phase of leaving my body behind. And so when I wake up, I'm almost like emotional the rest of the day. Like I had, like I said goodbye to everything. Does anybody else?
Whoa, you're like
you
died.
Oh, like you crossed over to the other side. Like, and now you're happy to be alive.
Like so I was gone so long that I feel like almost grateful to have everything back. Does that make sense?
Wow, jeez.
Like I said goodbye to everything, but then I wake up and it's all still here and it's like, oh, I didn't have to say goodbye. Anyway,
I think you might be approaching death in your sleep.
That I slept really good.
It feels like, you know, it's funny to me. You know, I like Greek mythology and all kinds of mythology. And I was reading some old book once, and they said that death was the brother of sleep. Oh. That those things, they're personified in Greek mythology. Like all the emotions and things that you could feel or experience, they say are like, you know, they're personified as people.
Yeah.
So they said that those two were brothers. I found that really interesting.
Well, I believe it now.
Yeah, maybe you were going from one brother to the other.
I definitely, two brothers were on their way. But anyway, so I lost the day of work, damn it. But no, anyway, after that, I did feel a lot better. And I was like, cool, I'm all good. So last night we went to a concert. It was like, as I'm at the concert, I was just watching it like, maybe I did die because it was the weirdest concert I'd ever been to. It was a CKY concert.
Whoa.
So they came to San Diego. It was like, well, yeah, got to go to that. Okay. But the bands before it, one of them was, I think it was called Granny for Barrel?
Granny for Barrel.
They set a rock, this metal band comes out on stage and starts jamming out, and they bring a rocking chair on stage. I'm like, what is this rocking chair going to be for? And a grandma came out on stage. Someone dressed like they were someone's grandma came out on stage, and they were the singer for the band, and they like were screaming from, they were sitting in a rocking chair, like just yelling shit. So already I'm like, what's going on? But then a band after that came up called Necrogoblicon. And there was a dancing goblin going fucking crazy to this metal music.
You've never heard of that band?
What's that?
You never heard of them before?
No.
Oh, dude, you're so lucky you got to see them.
Really?
No, I'm just making this shit up.
I posted videos and people were like, is that Necrogoblicon? So they are a thing.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the goblin was going fucking crazy.
That grandma band, was it a real grandma or was it
somebody? It was some guy in costume.
Oh, it was a guy in costume.
But they were great.
There's this Canadian like death metal band and the lead singer is like a 68-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, you know, I don't know what her story was. It was something like, my son asked me to sing in this band, and I was really good at it, screaming, and I got really popular, and now I sing in this death metal band.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Cool. Yeah, well, that sounds awesome, but
yeah,
no,
they're like stealing her bit. Somebody saw that and like, fuck that, I'll just dress up as grandma.
Yeah, I guess. But either way, it was good, and then CKY came out, but by the end of it, I was like, I should not have come out, like, Their speaker like blew this ear out, and now I'm feeling way sicker. I just feel like a mess.
And now
like,
you're here now.
Yeah, I can't hear, and I can barely be alive.
Well, I knew you were sick the second you walked in because you're wearing jeans, and that's never a good sign.
What, yeah, no, honestly, you're right. Whenever Rocco has jeans on, something's wrong.
If he wears jeans and a beanie, that means we're fucked.
Yeah, the last time I saw you wear jeans was like PAX East.
It's a sign.
Yeah, it's a sign that you're not feeling well.
No,
it's like his kind of armor. You know, it's like he's put on the shield and like, what's going on?
I've seen Rocco wear shorts in like under 10 degree weather before. I've seen it happen.
I just honestly wore these today because later we're doing our keynote and I wanted to have jeans on.
Oh.
So that's what's
there
wrong.
Wasn't any.
Okay.
Wasn't
well, that makes sense too. So that's okay. Wrong. Well,
there you go. I feel okay. So I think Rocco, I feel like you kind of get sick sometimes.
Both dance.
My question was going to be, what's the sickest you've ever been? But then in my mind, I was thinking, well, I bet Rocco will have the ultimate answer because I feel like, I don't know. But maybe you just vocalize, like you tell people when you.
Well, I did. I think just the way that my day to day, like I push it a lot. Like I won't like sleep a ton and stuff like that. And I don't get I don't get sick like often. But when I do, I go hard. But I would say the sickest I've ever been, you know, it was like early 2011. I caught something and it was, do you ever get so sick that you have the thought of it'd be easier to die?
Yeah, I've had that.
Like, man, early 2011, there was like 2 weeks I just couldn't get up.
I've never hit that level. I have hit the
level. You don't get sick very much.
I've hit the level of sickness where I would, where I think dying would suck. You know, where like I'm so, you go through your life and you're healthy and things are good and you just don't think about that. And then you get really sick and you go, oh, the human body is fragile. Life, it could be robbed from you at any moment. You know, I've hit that level of sickness where you just become aware of like, oh shit, the body could experience fucking miserable shit sometimes.
Yeah.
But I've never just been like, I can't go through this anymore.
Yeah.
Just take me now.
I don't remember what it was. It was, there was some horrible flu going around early 2011 and I didn't move for...
Was that swine flu?
No.
I feel like, didn't you get swine flu?
I did. Oh my God, you maybe did. That was then.
Yeah, he did.
You're the one guy I know who actually got
it. Yeah, it was bad. It
was sickness that was on the news.
Maybe that's when it was. I don't know. I was immobile. It was immobile for a long time, and I just remember we did our first like game trailers video right after that, and I was in it, and I looked so... I had gained so much weight, and I looked fucking pale, and it was like the worst time in my life. And I remember we put that video out, and I was already self-conscious. And then people were like, this guy looks like he sweats gravy. And I was like, man, I should have just stayed in bed.
That sucks.
But during that time, I always crack up because during that time, I got back in touch with someone from school, like one of my old friends. Just coincidentally around that time, reached out to me through Facebook. Like I hadn't talked to her in a long time. And she's like, hey, you know, we should hang out. Oh, yeah, cool. And then I remember getting swine flu and I couldn't respond to their message for like a day. And then they like got mad at me and blocked me. And I was like, I told them I had swine flu, and they didn't believe. They thought that was like an excuse and blocked me. And I was,
well, you know,
like,
probably for the best.
Yeah, just imagine the wonderful relationship you missed out on there. Yeah, shit. You know, dang, the flu kills people. Swine flu kills people too. The fact that you like survived that is kind of crazy. I know somebody. There was kind of a flu epidemic last year, and I know somebody who's like 20 years old. Went to the hospital, almost died from the flu. You don't think about it, but it kills people.
Yeah, you see that it kills people. And, you know, the worst I ever got it was I got the flu shot that day, which I think made things worse because I was already apparently had the flu without realizing it, and then I gave myself more flu. And so
that's what
so
you
that mean. Was the day of the Christmas cast where I ate the baby food. Do you guys remember that at all? I was barfing at the Christmas cast, and I realized later it wasn't because of the baby food. It was because I was fucking sick. I was so sick. At one point I was like, I was barfing everywhere. I was shitting like crazy. I had a migraine. I was coughing. I thought, like, my body can't take anymore. Like, this is as bad as it could possibly get. Like, I'm going to die here. It was, oh God, it was like 2 days of absolute misery. It was every half an hour I was throwing up on the dot. Oh, it was God. A fucking nightmare.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, I think I got like no row or something, and it was just a lot of throwing up. That was the sickest I've been in a long time. The worst is when you just want to sleep, but you're so sick you can't rest. And your whole life and existence in those moments is just illness and like discomfort. Yeah. It's the worst. Stay healthy, everybody.
Please stay healthy.
Don't
go ahead, Meg. When we the sickest.
It wasn't like, it's weird. It wasn't like a cold sickness, but when I was like 21, I got this thing called iritis, which I thought was pink eye.
Okay.
And so like my eyes got all messed up and I couldn't go outside my house for like a month.
Whoa. You couldn't go outside?
Yeah, because it was super light sensitive.
Oh.
But it's not contagious? It was
it,
like a,
no, it was
like
just,
a genetic thing?
It was... I don't know what caused it, but basically, like, I had to get a blood test, and they took, like, 4 vials of blood, and they ran it through, like, a bunch of stuff, like cancer, leukemia, like, all these cancers that cause it, and so I was like, cool, I'm gonna die at, like, 21.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm dead. But it ended up, like, just going away, and I had to go to all these specialists, and, yeah, like, I was out of commission for at least
you were
month.
Inside your house. Could you look at TV?
Barely. I couldn't even play video games. It was crazy.
Oh, no. What the
God.
Nightmare.
Don't ever get iritis.
Well, I was going to say, when I was that sick, I didn't get up for like a month, but I could still play games. And during that time, it was, I think, Snake Eater had come out on 3DS, and I speed ran that shit. So I played through that game like 3 times because that was all I could get up
Holy
to get
shit.
It near me. So now I can beat that game in like 2.5
saved
hours.
Your life.
So
it's not gave like, you a reason to live and keep going.
So it's not like I didn't gain. It's not like I gained nothing from being that sick. Now I'm a pretty good speedrunner.
I think Solid Snake might be your spirit animal now, officially.
Maybe.
If you have like fever dream level swine flu and Snake Eater is what pulls you and navigates you through that illness, there's a bond there.
Maybe. That game is that good. It healed me. I all owe Kojima my life.
I think you may have internalized something there. You went on like a shaman.
I did. It was
trip.
Like a spirit. Yeah. I played it. I was in a tent filled with steam the whole time.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I can beat this real fast.
Like on the X-Files, Mulder, he was always weird, but then he almost died. And like a Native American shaman like brought him back to life after like 3 days in a coma. And from that point on, he was like in touch with, you know, the other side.
You know, that's like something I forgot about when I rewatched Lost recently is I forgot that John Locke at one point takes the like hallucinogenic shit that he mashed up from stuff growing on the island. I forgot. Yeah, I forgot that he goes into a tent like with steam.
I remember he had an orange
and takes it so that he could speak to the island.
Whoa.
And then he sees Boone and like gets a vision. They should have done that way more in that show. As I realized, he does that once, and I was just thinking the final season they all should have like gone like wee-oo, like
it was
tripped
ABC,
out.
ABC, which is owned by Disney, so they were pushing the envelope by shooting children and having their main character do drugs.
They should have definitely done that way more. In the last season, they should have gone deep. Like, all right, we don't know how to solve the island shit, or as Derek says, the black-white debate.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, that still makes me laugh.
That's what it is.
Let me side note.
What's better?
I don't know why, but I still, it's been like a decade, and I still laugh about when we were all discussing how Lost ended, and Derek was like, you know, I don't know if I like the ending. You know, they got the whole black, white debate. Yeah. I don't know why that still makes me laugh. I think about that all the time and laugh.
The man in black, the man in white, they go back and forth. I'm better.
Debate.
No, I'm better. You suck. I suck.
I like this. I like wearing white. Oh, I like wearing black.
I think we should do this with the island. I think we should do that with the island. Will you wear black? Will you wear white? Let's fight.
The whole black-white debate. That should have been settled by, hey, let's just all, everyone on the island, do like DMT crazy shit. And then they would have talked to the island. The island would have been like, yo, let me lay it all out.
Everybody rub ayahuasca on a broom and throttle it up against your crotch. Go sit on that giant foot on the beach and just chill out until you figure out what the whole point of it is.
Have you guys ever seen the video of Robin Quivers doing ayahuasca?
Yeah, you played
what?
It. You played
There's
it.
There's a video of that. Yeah. There's a video.
Robin from Howard Stern.
She went down to like Peru to do ayahuasca and they filmed it.
Okay.
And it's terrifying. It's like, oh my God. It's like her like losing her mind. She's like, it's like, it's just fucking gnarly. Check it out. If you ever want to see something funny, watch Robin Quivers doing ayahuasca because it's gnarly.
Okay, but now Robin is back to normal, so.
Yeah, well.
All's well that ends well.
She's a little nutty, but, you know.
Was she nutty before the trip?
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, to do ayahuasca, I think if you're that rich and you're doing ayahuasca in Peru, then you're looking for something that you don't have. I don't know what that is, Robin.
Yeah, you want to talk to the space aliens.
Yeah.
You want to talk to the people behind the scenes.
I mean, Tony Soprano did it.
Exactly.
He had it all.
There we go. I'm going to change topics.
Great.
Smooth segue. All
right.
Red Dead Redemption.
We already talked about it.
I don't get it, so help me.
What?
I don't.
It's a cowboy game.
I finally was like, okay, open world, got it. And like I thought, like, well, Zelda.
Can I talk to you legitimately? Legitimately? Because
yes.
I've played, you know, I've loved open world games.
Yeah.
I've played them for 20 years.
Right.
This might be the slowest open world game I've ever played.
Okay.
It's just like a slowed down game.
Okay.
Almost in the way where when you meet people from the South, they're just slowed down.
Right,
you
know?
I feel like
pace.
And I've talked to other people about this. When you play like Grand Theft Auto 5, it opens with like a bank heist and within 15-20 minutes, you have guns, cars, you're in the city, go nuts. That's not Red Dead Redemption. This is like, get your horse. You know, we're going to hunt for food, so we're going to follow these tracks through the woods. And it's just not the, you know, rambunctious action movie that other like Rockstar games have been. Even like the original Red Dead Redemption, I feel was a little bit more just quick into setting you into the Wild West on this rollicking adventure.
It's funny because I haven't played that, so I have no opinion on that. But My brother tried playing that game a bunch of times, and he always told me how the beginning was just, oh my god, I'm just riding these boring fucking horses the whole time. So he always told me that that game started that way. But
yeah, there's even more of it in this one. Yeah. They've ramped up that aspect of this game. Now you ride your horse in their cinematic view. So they're like, yeah, you're riding the horse. We're not cutting that out. We're just going to film it in different angles. Yeah.
So, you know, I finally got, I mean, it took me a long time, honestly, probably an embarrassing amount of time to get through chapter one and then have it become open world. And now that it is, I don't know what to do, and I know that the answer is do whatever you want, but I'm walking, like, trying to, like, find something to do, and I can't find anything.
Just do all the missions.
Yeah, go to your quest
just bounce tells you what to do. Mission.
Okay, I'll just do that.
You just got to do that map stuff, and then it'll get to a point. What I recommend with any Rockstar game, with any open world game, the downfall of an open world is exactly what you said. This world is so huge, and I don't know what to do, so I end up not doing anything.
Right.
So you do the missions until you get bored with doing missions, until you start feeling that call of, like, they have this mission that I'm supposed to do, but I don't know. There's that open area over there, and I got all this, like, cool shit and equipment that I could go fuck
with. It will happen naturally. Like,
yeah,
just,
you just got to get to that point.
Yeah, because you'll see the little things on your map, like, go talk to this guy, go talk to that guy, and it's among all that you'll start to go, like, okay, you want me to go here, but you know what? I'm going to stick around and do this. Okay, you know, it just happens.
I haven't even found a town yet. I haven't even done it.
Yeah, you will.
Walking through the wilderness, there's a guy, like, panning for gold they accidentally killed. I didn't mean to.
Let me tell you something, too. And I'll be honest. You're a dad with four kids. You don't have fucking time to play Red Dead Redemption
And that was my concern.
You don't have time.
Yeah, just do the missions.
I don't even think you would really get much out of doing the missions.
Well, I do. I love the idea of being a cowboy and doing that. And I honestly, Jenny was out of town this week, which is very rare that she's gone. And so I thought, well, every night once I get the kids to bed, I'm just going to play the shit out of this game. And this is
it's too slow for you to, like.
I honestly would be like, all right, we're doing this. And then I would wake up. Who knows how many hours later, because I fell asleep.
Holy shit,
my character's walking around
in
a circle because I'm on the joystick.
That has happened to me twice on two separate nights. I'm like, yeah, Red Dead, cool. All right.
Yes.
And I wake up, and I have no idea how long I've been out, and my dude's just sitting on his horse, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how long have I been sitting here asleep? I fell asleep playing this video game twice. And usually when I play a video game, it'll sustain me till like 5 in the morning. I'll look at my watch and be like, shit. It's fucking early. The sun's coming out. I've been playing this video game all night. But I fell asleep playing Red Dead.
Well, there you go.
See,
so,
like, I haven't had that problem, though.
No.
Like, typically, like, okay, I'll go to a mission, but half the time a random event occurs, like, halfway through trying to get there. So I get sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll eventually get to the mission.
And, okay, here's another thing about this I'm going to ask you guys. So I don't play this game around the kids because it's rated M. But then, like,
could.
I'm thinking, like,
think
okay, language, if they say shit, I don't care about that. Yeah. Like, they can hear that. So, like, is there things that are worse that I'm just not
seeing? I haven't seen much other than, you know, you shoot a guy. You know.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
But, like,
there,
the cowboy.
It's not like GTA where there's nudity.
Right,
I actually think that Rockstar used to be a lot worse than they are now.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Honestly, like, with Red Dead especially, and in 2018, I see that they're trying to be socially conscious.
Okay.
I've actually seen this with a couple of Rockstar games. Going back to, like, L.A. Noire, they had this really weird political message in the game where, like, maybe Japan should have done Pearl Harbor. It was super weird because the game takes place in the 40s. But I remember at that time thinking, like, this is weird, like, a really, like, strange political message to put in your game.
Right.
And I've noticed, like, time and again, and I don't remember what it was with the most recent game, Red Dead Redemption, but I was playing it and I was like, oh, they got that progressive message again. So I think Rockstar is actually with these newer games, it would be okay for your children to watch them. It's no worse than like a movie.
That's
or
what
a
I
TV
thought
show.
And like some people are saying there's like a couple of like there's nudity at some point or something, but I feel like I'm not gonna find that.
But
I'm
why would you like I'd rather have a kid see some boobs than see a guy get shot in the face.
100% 100% agree.
It was funny years ago. I was hanging out with like a younger kid, and they were like, oh, can we play some video games? I was like, oh, Red Dead Redemption. I was like, all right, let's fire this up, because I really thought, like, oh, cowboys, you know, we'll ride horses, it'll be cool, like nothing bad for this kid in here. And we fired up and it was a saved game, and literally it's like John Marston standing in a graveyard and some other guy, like, the I'm in the middle of a mission, some other guy has like a woman, and he's like, You care about this whore, John Marston? Boom! Shoots her in the head throws her body into the grave. And John Marston's like, I'll make you pay for that, you son of a bitch. And he pulls out a gun and goes into slow motion. And I shoot this guy in the head. And I'm just like doing this mission. I look over to the kid and the kid's like, why did he shoot that woman? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, and why did you shoot him? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know why we're playing this. Let's turn it off. But I don't think you're going to run into that situation. Yeah. In
we'll
the new
see.
Game.
I mean,
they've kind of changed.
Maybe I'll check it out with them. Maybe I will.
I used to be so anti open world, but I've just been so I've been totally engaged by this. The opening was a little bit like, oh man, all right, kind of want to get through this, but. Since then, I've really been engaged by this game and, you know, really, like, taken into its world. I've really enjoyed it. But to what you're saying, Sean, about your experience, you know, lest we forget, you spent, like, 300 hours on Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
But what a difference it makes when you can bring it around with you, huh?
Oh, my God.
It does make it, because honestly, like, I could see Red Dead not being difficult for you to get through, maybe, in that way, but... Man, Zelda being able to bring it everywhere.
I mean, when I would put my kids to bed, I would just take it with me,
yeah,
and then like lay down with them, and they would fall asleep, and I'd be playing it, not missing a beat, and put it back on the TV. Or Jenny be watching whatever show she wanted to watch. I'm just playing while she's doing that. Like it was the best, and I really would. It spoiled me. The Switch has spoiled me.
Yeah. I think with Red Dead Redemption and a game like that, if you don't have 2 or 3 hours to dedicate to a session,
yeah,
then it's not.
Yeah,
it's kind of stressful because if you only have an hour to play, it's like, well, I don't know if I want to start a mission because I don't know if I'll have time to do it.
Right.
So I'll just fuck around open world, but then you don't know what to do, so you spend an hour like fucking walking through the trees. Yeah. You need like a big chunk of time. Everybody I know who's really enjoying it, I talk to them, they're like, I fucking love this game. I played it for 9 hours yesterday.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's like...
That's been Garrett, actually.
Yeah, if you don't have a huge chunk of time, if you're the type of gamer who jumps in more casually, like I have an hour, I have 90 minutes.
Right.
You may not be able to really experience Red Dead Redemption
the
way it's meant to be. And it's got this huge story, and you like forget those story elements too. Sometimes you'll be like, okay, who's this guy? Like, I know I've seen this person before, but I don't remember where.
Yeah, I had somebody asked me on my – I have like a question thing you can ask questions on like a whatever. It's a Tumblr thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Great description. But anyway.
I get it. I'm with you.
Where people could submit questions to me. And sometimes when I'm bored or I'm waiting for a video to render, I'll just answer them. And people were asking me, like, have you played more Red Dead? What's your experience? Like, what have you played since the last time? And I'm like, I haven't played since it came out, really. I had a lot of time then, so I got pretty far. But I haven't had time since, and I don't know when I will again. And I got all these anonymous, like, messages after that are like, you'll never go back. That's it. I was like, what? But it's just like, there's so many things to keep track of.
Yeah.
You're not going to jump back into that. And it's like, no, I want to. I'm going to.
That's the curse with open world games.
Yeah.
I love open world games, but this always happens. I get into it. I log 20 hours, 30 hours. Then I take a break. And when I come back, there's so much. There's so many mechanics in an open world game, you know. It's like, well, shit, how do I change my horse's saddle? I don't fucking remember. I played this game 6 months ago.
Right.
So there's like, you have to relearn everything. And it's harder to relearn it when you don't have the tutorial to walk you through it. So it's really easy to fall off of an open world game and just, it's too intimidating to come back to.
That's what happened with Far Cry for me. Like, we went to PAX East, and I was in the middle of Far Cry.
Yeah.
And I never picked it back up.
Usually, I'll just start the game over from scratch and race through back to where I was when I fell off. And then my character's better and stronger. So, you know, it works out. But
yeah.
But to go back to talking about the Switch, though, when I really realized how incredible that system was when Zelda did come out right before PAX East. Mm-hmm. And then when I got home from PAX East, I looked and I had played 30 hours of Zelda. It was like during a convention, I played 30 hours of an open world game.
I'm amazed you had 30 free hours.
But here's the thing. That is impressive.
You're only there for 72. Well, shit.
12 was flight.
Okay.
That's fair. And then that was a year that we were literally snowed in.
Yeah.
We couldn't leave our hotel. So everyone was just in their beds playing Zelda all day.
Yeah.
I went out. It was cold.
Yeah. Brian went out like an idiot. So.
I'm so spoiled by San Diego, man.
Yeah.
Cold weather, I shut down. I'm just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Well, it's fucking below 66 degrees outside. What the F?
Well, I just want to tell you, it never gets cold in San Diego. So don't tell me about that. Okay. You're not allowed to say it's cold because it doesn't actually get cold in San Diego. That is the most boring take. I am so over. Do you ever encounter this?
Yes.
You say anything about the weather online in any capacity. Yeah. Every response is, wow, you don't get to say it.
No, cold. I agree with them though.
You don't, it's good. But you're used to where you live. You get used to where you live. So 60 is like, oh, wow, it's kind of cold.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's as cold as if it were 5 degrees outside. No, but for us, it's cold.
If I can see my breath, it's cold.
Yeah, I'm not used to
it. But I know for a fact, I've met people who had lived in Wisconsin and they moved out here as adults. And over time, they get cold when I'm cold. Dude. Because they got used to it.
Where you live.
And they go back home and everyone makes fun of them.
Hey,
this is cold for you.
Everybody out there, don't lump me in with these guys. I do not share these opinions. I feel so fucking lucky to live in San Diego because I know that there are people out there that experience real winters.
Totally.
And we don't. We don't.
No.
It doesn't even snow here. It barely even rains here.
Yeah.
There's people out there, it gets so fucking cold, like, I would die.
I don't disagree with a single thing you said.
Boston that year that we're talking about with the Zelda opened my eyes to what weather can be.
Yes.
I knew.
No,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it snows. It gets cold. I've been in snow. Yeah. I did not realize wind chill of -10 when tears were freezing to my face.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, this is like hell. This is it.
Every winter for something. Yeah, and the wind was so hard that it pushed.
Yeah, we fell over onto the ground, and a lady like fell over, and her coffee went everywhere, and it was a fucking mess. And I thought, this is people's like, this is January for them.
Yeah,
fuck.
And that's when I realized like, that's why it costs so much to live in San Diego.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Because you save money on the coffee that you don't get blown out of your hand as you tumble down the street.
The place where Jenny stayed last week was a 8,000 square foot mansion. It was like her and like a whole bunch of people, so it was like a huge thing. But that house sells for $1 million. And like out here, $1 million gets you a 4-bedroom maybe. Like it's like, it's crazy. 8,000 square feet. So it probably depends on where you live.
Well, and I'm not saying like, I absolutely acknowledge we are weaklings when it comes to weather because we're not exposed to that. I totally get that. But I also don't need to hear that whole spiel if I just say I'm cold. That's all I'm saying. Oh, I need a jacket. I don't need to hear about how there's blizzards on the East Coast. It's okay.
Don't give Rocco any gruff, you guys. He's had enough.
He's sick of your shit.
Don't give him shit. He's sick of it.
Yeah.
Fuck off with your shit.
Fuck off.
But I do like it when it's colder here. I mean, like, you know.
I love it when it cools down here.
Relatively colder. I wish it would. I'm tired of this, like. I hate when it's October, November, and then it's like 100 degrees outside. It's like, can we please?
The thing about, here's the thing.
I want to wear my cool
jacket. Hey, could we flip the script for a minute? When people say it's hot, you don't get to say it's hot. Actually, San Diego doesn't get that hot.
Yeah, either. Arizona. Yeah,
exactly.
Arizona and Texas get way hotter than we do. All right, I take it back.
And it's not humid here.
It's just nice here. It's just.
It's the best. But don't come. We are full.
Just don't come here.
Yeah.
All the houses are taken up. I've been read.
Welcome.
I read that.
I just want to remind everybody, this is the number one gaming video game podcast on the internet. We're talking weather. San Diego's nice, if you haven't heard. We live here.
We're going to take a page from Rooster Teeth and just talk about flight situations.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Are we talking?
I actually.
The Rooster Teeth podcast is 99% flight.
Are you talking junk right now?
Can I?
Let's do it.
Is it okay for me to make the big announcement about Mega 64 and Rooster Teeth?
Oh, okay, sure.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to wait for days, but that's okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I just want to let everybody out there know because they know that we've been friends for a long time and it's a question, are they going to, you know, we have decided officially. We are not going to buy Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
We talked about it, and...
That's it.
Smart move.
Halo is pretty lame at this point.
Yep.
So...
Not
so good. It's kind of, you know... The ship's going down.
Yeah, we almost bought them back just to get Eric back.
That would be the one thing that would be worth it.
Right, we were going to buy them and just take Eric and then dissolve the rest of that nonsense.
Yeah.
But we decided.
Yeah, camp crap or whatever. Excuse me, was that a Freudian slip?
Or, yeah, what do they have?
Camp.
Strangerhood. Nope.
Cancel it. Strangerhood, cancel it as well.
What do they have that show? Craps or something? No, what is it?
Craps.
No,
Craps.
What is it called?
Crabs.
No, it was like Fear, like the game, fear the Fear game.
Fear the Crabs.
Fear Factor. What was it called?
I have no idea.
Crazy People in Weird Situations or whatever it was. Someone's going to know it.
Is this a Rooster Teeth show?
It's a weird situation. You wrote film that
or something. It was an abbreviation. What was it?
Ruby.
Dot, dot, dot.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Are we talking about Rooster Teeth?
We are.
Okay.
The youth of the nation.
Crabs.
I don't know.
Anyways, what did we decide about that show?
Anyway, it's canceled. It doesn't matter what it was.
Fuck off.
No.
Captain Dynamic, you're not coming back. Yeah. Trying to think of what
cow
else.
Cow Chop,
yeah.
Thank you, Butcher
Derek,
Block.
For mentioning Cow Chop. And which...
Meg.
Funny House.
Funny House.
That's right.
Yeah, never lived up to the name.
Sugar Man 7, you're gone. Mega Man 11, thank you.
Yeah.
Rubby.
Rub it out, because they're gone.
Yeah, rub it out. Oh, you know what I just thought of? When we were talking about best podcast moments a few weeks ago,
yeah,
a lot of people brought up to me that one of their favorite moments was Mega 64 shoots every YouTuber.
Oh,
we talked about how
we
were going to
shoot
every YouTuber. Yeah. And you know, one thing came to me.
It's
when
so inappropriate.
Yeah, it is. It's not appropriate, and you shouldn't make jokes like that. But, you know, one joke eluded me that night, and I remember going to bed and thinking, fuck, why didn't I say this? And you know what it was? It should have been Loading Ready Run. You know, there's the group Loading Ready Run. I should have said, loading, ready, run.
Oh!
Well, don't worry. 5 years later, you got your chance. On a comfortable Monday afternoon.
Yes. I'm glad I finally got it out. In the
yeah.
Open.
Well, let's never forget Rhett and Link dead and buried. Such a good
it's
moment.
It's so funny doing this for so long and how things have changed. Like, we can't make those jokes anymore.
Nah, we can. If you're cool, you can.
Oh, well.
We're not. We don't want to shoot anybody. But, but I remember.
I don't even know how.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
You gave me a gun. I wouldn't figure it out. So you'd be safe.
So don't worry.
You want to be safe? Give the guns to me.
Yeah.
They won't get shot.
I wouldn't even know what to do. But anyway, Rooster Teeth. They're no go.
Yeah.
We're not buying them.
Yeah.
We're walking away. So rest assured.
Okay.
Hey, I want to thank our sponsors, not Rooster Teeth, because we have severed that, unfortunately. But I want to thank everyone today who goes to shop.mega64.com. What a fine retail website you could go to find some of the best merchandise, some of the best items, relics, you name it. Antiques, we don't have those, but everything else, you got it at shop.mega64.com. This last Friday, a lot of people may not realize we restocked a ton of stuff. The Gunslinger shirt, you know, we're all talking about the cowboy days. Well, that shirt would fit you just great, reminiscing about the Old West.
We timed the release perfectly with Red Dead Redemption 2.
We did. And not only that, but we got the 64 like dad hat is back in stock.
Yeah.
The video TV shirt, all kinds of stuff is in stock now. You know, pretty soon we're going to be announcing what we're doing for Black Friday, but we wanted to have everything in stock good and well before that, so you had all your options leading up to that. So shop.mega64.com is a great place to get that stuff. And as we mentioned at the top of the show, Mega 64 Game Days is going to be this weekend, which I am flabbergasted by. Mega 64 Game Days, our event we do in Anaheim, California, November 10th and 11th. The first day is like a kind of a mini convention that we do. And the second day we all go to Disneyland. If you want, at this point, you know, we have, we've tried to make as many tickets available as we can. There's still some in our store, but we don't know when that's shutting down. But hopefully if you really want to go last minute, hopefully you can go and we'll have some tickets in person. Yeah. We're going to try.
I'm going to find a way.
We'll have tickets available at the door. It's first come, first serve. Yeah. And obviously, we've been selling tickets online for months. So if you haven't got a ticket yet, you still have a chance. Rocco says it's like a mini convention, but I like to think of it as a comedy, gaming, and internet festival.
Sure.
We'll have a stage with performers. Yeah. The schedule is up online. Lots of cool stuff. There will be booths there selling things for you to buy. It's going to be really fun. It's the most exciting event for Mega 64.
Yeah, we have I was just going to say, we have an exclusive poster that's going to be there, which Sean can put up now. But this will be at our booth just for the Game Days event. And a bunch of different exhibitors. One of the booths, Rockin' Pins, they're even going to have like an exclusive Mega 64 pin.
Our good buddy, tight. Mauricio. You all know Mauricio. He's been around here a couple of times. Yeah. His company, Rockin' Pins, is doing really well, actually. I'm super proud of Mauricio. Shouts out to you. He signed with a bunch of huge comedians and rock
metal bands.
He does Black Sabbath's pins. If he's good enough for Black Sabbath, he's good enough for us. He did an exclusive Mega 64 Game Days pin. It's kind of like Marcus with some Mickey Mouse ears. There should be an image in the recorded version of the podcast to show you what it looks like. But that will be available at the Rockin' Pins booth. And there will be exclusive Mega 64 merchandise available at our booth. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to see you guys
there. We'll show a lot of that at the keynote tonight.
Yeah. And the poster is done by Lissette, who actually did that poster as well. So she's already on the set, but she did our Game Days poster on top of that. So thank you very much, Lissette. Very exciting.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about a different game. There was a bunch of news this week about Smash Brothers. They did like the last big update about Smash Brothers because it comes out. I didn't realize. Oh my gosh, it comes out at the beginning of next month. And I've kind of been like excited, but not like, okay, you know, whatever. It's Smash Brothers on the Switch. Fine, great. Put it on there. I'll play it. Fine. But I was actually more, it's funny, they went into more kind of minutia in this update. And I think some people were kind of like, all right, we don't need this many details. But I was actually like more excited about after this than ever. Because they show, it was almost like, this game almost has like this like Peace Walker, Phantom Pain-esque sub-game where you like dispatch character souls to like go dig for stuff for you. And like retrieve materials for you. And you can have them do it like, okay, we're going to do this for 10 hours while the system's asleep. Okay. And then you could see what they brought back. Oh, my God. I love that shit. So I'm really excited about that. I thought of Garrett as soon as I saw it because he loves that stuff too.
I've heard, man, I wish I was more informed, but somebody was talking to me recently about how there's a new trend in video games, like passive gaming.
Yeah.
Video games that play themselves.
Yeah.
Basically, like you set the criteria. Kind of what Smash Brothers is doing, like you set these souls to go do things for you, but then it does it over the 10 hours that you're not playing the game.
Like a sub game, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of that as like a new genre in video games? Is that, I mean, you say it sounds interesting with Smash Brothers, but.
Well, yeah. Are you saying that you set it to do something and it plays itself and you can watch it, or it just does it while you're not watching?
No, it does it like in the background of what you're doing. Because that's how Phantom Pain was.
That's how Smash Brothers is. But there's like a new subgenre of like indie games where that's just the game, you know? Like,
interesting.
You kind of set these things to go, they do stuff, but you don't really control what they attain or how they do it.
That's part of the gameplay. I like it. I'm for it. I don't want to do that stuff. Have them do it.
What's up?
Isn't that what The Sims?
The Sims?
I don't know.
I never really played stuff. Sims. Are there rewards in
Did
Sims?
Anyone here
Hold
play
on,
Sims?
Meg, I know you played Sims.
Sexist.
I know that you were addicted to it, and the majority of your teenage years was playing Sims Medieval.
You got me. Not Medieval, are you kidding?
Oh. Sims. Yeah, geez, Derek.
Hello.
What's the best Sims? In your opinion.
I played a lot of Sims 3, I'm not going to lie.
Is there a goal
and
in
I have
Sims
4? there's not a goal. Like, you make your Sims, make your house, but you could control them all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ultimate goal, have sex.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Your Sims can have sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
What?
Sounds like a shallow game.
And then make money and get a big house.
Yeah.
I, like I said, when I started this conversation, I said, like, I'm really uninformed because I don't have any examples of these games, but somebody was talking to me about these games. And at first I was like, meh, okay, whatever. But now that you mentioned Smash Brothers, it, like, rings a bell because I was like, oh, Nintendo's starting to tap into this genre as well, this aspect of video games that kind of play themselves. You kind of set the ball moving, but then after that, you don't really have control on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're integrating it into the gaming mechanisms that they already have, which is cool.
That really was, like, one of my favorite aspects of Metal Gear Peace Walker and Phantom Pain was, like, again, like, you would just, as you'd play levels, you'd accumulate soldiers.
Yeah.
And what would they do for you? Well, you could dispatch them to go do shit while you're playing.
I like that, too.
And so while you're playing, you'd get an update, like, hey, you've been playing 2 hours. Just so you know, in that 2 hours, these soldiers got you 1,000 pounds of ore.
Well, what I liked, whatever, too, like, oh, was okay, that the like soldiers were ranked. Like, some soldiers were triple A level. Yeah, some were shitty E level.
Yeah.
And the more missions they went out on, they'd get training and they'd go up. But if you put a team together that was all really shitty guys, they'd fail the mission.
So, yeah.
But if you put a team that was all really good guys, one of them might get killed and then you lose a valuable soldier. So you kind of had to balance, you know, your teams.
Yeah.
And the level, your success wasn't guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, from the sound of it, unless I misunderstood, it sounds like Smash Brothers has that. And you have the soul system where you collect souls from a million past characters, which is cool because that's kind of their way of including a million characters that maybe aren't playable. So, like, there's a soul from, like, Kaz from Phantom Pain.
Oh. It,
like, he's just there as a soul that you could dispatch him to go get stuff. Wow. And all these other random characters, but anyway.
So, thought that was cool. Where's the outrage for Nintendo confirming the existence of an afterlife and souls? That's pretty heavy philosophical.
Well, I mean,
it's right here, baby.
I guess they've already done that. I mean, you know,
they showed every character fucking died.
I saw that. Did Kirby die?
Kirby was the sole survivor.
Kirby made it,
and I think that's what they're setting up.
Infinite Crisis Kirby.
I think this like. They have this like robust kind of single player mode in this game, which that's what made me so happy to see. And I think you're gonna probably. It seemed like Kirby is almost like your starting character.
Oh, he's gonna save over souls.
Yeah, he's the survivor, and you start to accumulate all these characters.
Kirby's
back.
The fucking chosen one.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
That's some next level prophecy shit. When the apocalypse hits the Nintendo universe, only one will survive.
Yeah.
Kirby.
Well, Smash Brothers was developed. By HAL, which HAL Kirby was a HAL thing.
Oh, so that's a little bit of nepotism.
Maybe they're
playing favorites.
A little full of themselves, but
no.
But well, anyway, cool.
It looked cool. It looked really, really cool. Like I was just like, okay, cool, Smash Brothers, yeah, great. Until now, and then I saw that, and I was like, you know, I'm actually like really excited for it. So I'm super stoked. But I didn't know a lot of the hardware already came out a month ahead of time. Because I had stuff pre-ordered I wasn't sure if I was going to keep or not. And then I got a shipment on Monday. It was like, here's Smash Brothers GameCube controllers. It's like, I don't know if I needed these. Like, why did... There's a Smash Brothers like Switch out now with like the... You know, it was supposed to come with the game, but the system's out now. I guess it has a code that you get the game the day it comes out. Or I don't know. But I was surprised. Like, why'd they do that?
Did you keep the controllers or did you send them back?
No, I'm going to send them back. I don't think I need them. I don't think I'm going to play GameCube controller with this one. I'm going to bring it around.
So. Blasphemy. I guess you're not a purist.
No, not really. I played Brawl with a Wii remote and shit.
Oh,
and everyone was like, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you. With a fucking Wii remote? What'd you do? Shove it up your ass and fart out the button commands?
Pretty much.
Oh, a Wii remote. Oh.
It's such a fucking sadness.
There's going to be Smash confusion.
Brothers with a fucking Wii remote. Get real. anyway, but yeah, I did that all the time. But yeah, I'm excited this one's on the Switch and has that game. And they say like the game will continue. Oh, we keep talking about it, whatever. But when you put the system to sleep, it'll still do that stuff for you.
Mm.
You don't have to have it on or anything.
Thank God.
Anyway, I'm excited. They're telling people in the chat are telling me about latency. I don't give a shit about that. I don't care about latency, frame rate, any of that stuff. As long as the game is playable and fun.
Yeah, this guy doesn't even like 4K.
This guy uses a fucking Wii remote. You think he cares about latency?
I don't care about any of that.
Get real.
Who cares? Anyway.
Anyway.
This guy still has an iPhone 4.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
I only have an iPhone 4. I was just talking about that today. I've had a lot of different versions of the iPhone.
That was the best one.
Four.
Yeah, they peaked.
They've sucked since.
Yeah.
I've never shattered my phone. And I don't use a case. I don't use a case. I've never had any issue shattering my phone. And I've dropped it.
Yeah.
But I've never shattered a woman spiked my phone once and I never had a phone shatter. Have you guys had your phone shatter before? Like the screen actually
100% right now, currently shattered, but only on the home button, which you can't see.
What the hell happened?
But there, I shattered it right there. You can't get that. But
no way they could get it.
But what are the odds of it shattering there? And now I can't use the home button. So for me to activate my phone, I have to like go like this to like wake it up and like.
What?
Hello? And I hit the side button, so I can't hit the home button to wake it up.
Is that a iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if you were Android, could have fixed it.
No.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cannot fix iPhones.
No. Well, you can, but it just costs you $1 million.
I don't have it.
Yeah.
Well, they got rid of your home button. Now they basically gave you an iPhone 10. Kevin, who are you filming?
The ghost.
Kevin's filming fucking Frank here. I didn't mean to give you shit, but
I'm 50-50. I've split I've broken a couple of screens, but my current phone, I've had it for a while, knock on wood, it's still in good shape. I've had a couple of phones that have survived. I still have an iPhone 4 in good shape. What do you do with your old phones? Do you recycle them?
Give them to people?
Yeah,
honestly,
who am I going to give my iPhone 4 to?
That's what I used to do. It's kind of like I would. Well, sometimes it was like, look, the only real way I could justify getting the new one is if I sell, because the iPhones retain their value pretty good. So sometimes it was like, okay, this one's still going for a lot, so I'll just sell it.
Oh, really?
But a lot of the times it was like, hey, I got a friend who needs a phone, and you know, whatever. Okay. But I haven't dealt with that for a long time because they have an upgrade plan now.
Yeah.
So I just trade it in.
I actually keep that phone as a dedicated MP3 player in my car.
That's a thing a lot of people do too. Garrett has like two or three old iPhones.
Yeah.
If you go into his office right now, there's at least two iPhones.
Yeah, he keeps them all.
Yeah.
And they're devices. You know, you'll get locked into thinking of them a certain way, but they're still media players long after they're not phones.
No, I look at them. I really like was affected by, this is going to sound so nerdy and so lame, but when it was explained to me, George Lucas's concept for Star Wars was like, it's in the future, but it's a dirty future. Like all the technology, even though it's futuristic, it's old to the people who use it. That really like stuck with me of like, I think it's kind of cool in like movies like Mad Max where they just like rebuild these old cars and drive them around in post-apocalyptic world. This idea of technology is good forever, even though it's old.
Yeah.
And people still feel that way today about like old records and record players. You know, it's like nothing wrong with a record, player. If you can get it set up and working, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I feel that way about kind of those old early smartphones too and old iPads.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not technologically smart enough to really do anything interesting with them, other than just use them as old MP3 players.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody like Garrett, I'm sure, could figure out something cool.
Yeah,
to do
he's rigged them to do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I've seen people who take old iPads and like embed them into the walls of their house and, you know, use them for various reasons.
I think for me, if I could keep them all and repurpose them for shit, I would. I think for me, it's just, again, like the way it's set up, that I have it set up, it's like I just trade it in. And for me, it's more valuable like having the best camera possible and all the other shit, because I work from my phone more than my computer, really. Like, so I always want like the most I can get. But the camera is always like the most important thing to me. Like, so if it means like I got to give the other one up to get that, so be it. But I haven't shattered a screen, so that's the only thing I wanted to brag about.
Meg, let me ask you
something. I've dropped the phone a bunch of times, though. I don't know how that's not happened.
Meg, you're a photographer. You actually know how to take a photo with a camera.
Yeah.
Which I don't. I do this thing where I have a nice camera, but I put a flash on it and like half my pictures have a black bar across them. I don't know what the fuck is happening. I like literally I fuck up taking a picture.
Oh no.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you care about iPhone cameras? Do you prefer taking pictures with a real camera or do you not care? You're like, oh, I'll snap it on my phone. Whatever. It's not a photo shoot.
It kind of depends on the situation, I think. If it's just like a quick snapshot, I don't really care. But yeah. If it's going to be something like for like promotional stuff for us, like I wouldn't really use an iPhone for it.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, at this point, iPhones have a fucking great camera.
It's gotten so like, good that even the video camera, it's like, well, it's a 4K camera now. Like, yeah. It's so nice.
I've used the iPhone portrait mode to take some promo images for our shirts.
Oh, yeah. No.
And I bet Meg didn't even notice. I bet she thought, I took wanna that
bet?
With my...
I bet she did.
Want to bet, though? Because I edited those pictures.
But I bet when you loaded them up, you thought, did I take this?
Bet Meg didn't even notice they weren't even JPEGs.
Yeah. PNG.
These aren't raw.
Guess what? Fucking TIFF files.
They beat me to it.
They were. But anyway, the camera on the new iPhone, I can confirm, is really, really good. I was really impressed by our friend Rodrigo got the Pixel 3. The Google Pixel 3.
Yeah.
And they got an update called Night Mode, I think, or Dark Mode. I don't remember. But it is a mode specifically for, like, okay, if it's, like, just way too dark out, use this mode. And it's pretty impressive.
Really?
Yeah. There's shots that people have taken in the darkest situations, and it's like, I could see everything. It looks pretty good.
Cool.
It's pretty impressive. So... I'm excited for next year for the iPhone to have that, and then they act like they invented it. That's what I'm excited for. The iPhone 7 to this day is still my favorite Apple keynote they did because they kept talking about the color black. Because it was like the blackest iPhone they ever made. It was like the deepest, like, remember it was like jet black, and they kept talking about like, how did we achieve the color black? We used a capillary effect and a magnesium bath. I mean, it was just fucking awesome. It was so cool. They invented the color black.
No, they achieved it, which is different than inventing it. We all knew what it was, but they finally fucking got there.
Yeah.
I thought I knew what black was, but then they achieved it and kind of redefined it for me.
I appreciate that. I can't read their name. Spaz something in the chat says Rocco is apple cucked, but he's woke apple cucked. I appreciate that distinction.
I didn't invent sex. Somebody else did, but I did achieve sex.
I mastered it.
The blood was flowing into the...
Go ahead.
Wait, what?
Penis.
What are they? Yeah. What's the spongy part of the penis? The capillary is what... The penis operates on blood. We all know that. The penis is like the little...
Mine doesn't.
That's why I named mine Dracula.
That's why I named mine Bloody. Bloody Dick.
So are we good to end this now?
Who said that? Frank?
Is that all right? Anyways,
sorry.
Well, am I going to get yelled at?
We have mixed company here. We shouldn't talk about...
Are am you going to get yelled blood? At? You know what, Sean? You weren't until... You
can't talk about
that.
Blood in front of a girl. It's not.
That little crack. Now you earned...
Kosher.
Now you earned... You earned a rant.
How long have we been going for?
It feels like a very long time. And
we stopped for a little bit. It's actually about...
Half hour?
He says that. I guarantee you, when I look at the footage, I'm fucked and I have to edit this tonight, so...
I don't think that's the case. I think we actually did it well.
Well then, good night.
Well, let's wrap it up with some final thoughts.
Okay,
Everybody, if you're watching this, thank you.
Final thoughts.
Thank you. We'll see you at Game Days. We will definitely see you at Game Days tonight. We're going to have our Black Friday keynote on Twitch. So if you're watching this on Tuesday, it's probably already out, and you can watch it on our archive channel. And you could see the exclusives that we are going to have for Black Friday weekend. That includes Cyber Monday. So keep an eye out for that stuff. And those who are going to Game Days, you get first crack at the Black Friday stuff. That's going to be on Saturday.
What?
So be sure to check that out. And if you're watching on Twitch, it's a new month.
I hate when these plugs go on forever.
They unsubbed you. So be sure to hit us with the Twitch Prime
sub. I'm just kidding.
I'm
just kidding.
Hit us with the Twitch Prime sub if you can, because you get a free one if you have Amazon Prime.
Do that. You should do that.
And that's it. I mean, thank you, everybody. We really appreciate your support and your love and your caring. And you're the one. You're still the one I think of, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss. Good night.
Dude, is that Led Zeppelin? Wait, you can't say goodnight. I thought we were all going to give a final thought.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a lyric. It wasn't a real goodnight.
Oh, okay. Final thought, Sean?
Thanks for watching.
The blood Why? Flows into the penis.
Why?
Just so
what
you know.
The hell?
What
Sorry.
The heck?
That's my final thought.
Cut that.
That's gross.
Please cut that, Sean.
Yeah, I'm not cutting that.
I'm going to give my final thought, but it's going to be a big one. I think that dick pics should be mandatory. I think that, like...
What?
Hear me out. Hear me out, Meg. You're going to agree with me. I'm going to make Meg agree with me by the end of this final thought.
I don't see that happening.
I think dick pics should be mandatory. I think that instead of a Facebook or a social media where you put your face on it, it should be just a catalog. Everybody's penis... should be the first thing, the only identifier. You don't even see the face. It's like, oh, brown guy because brown penis. Ooh, older man, wrinkly penis with white pubic hair. Penis, 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 penis. When you meet somebody on like a new app.
Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you. I notice you have a lovely penis. And it's just all, we just get the penis out of the way.
Just get it out of the way.
That way. When a guy really wants to, like, impress you, slides in with that face pic. Then you're like, oh, I got a face pic. Oh, he's handsome. Mm.
Yeah, but his penis sucks.
Yeah, right? And I just think it's, like, all these guys, the way the system is now, it's like, you've seen my face. I'm going to impress you with my penis. That, guys, that isn't working.
That's never going
to
work.
Chicks, really, they want to get the secret face pic. And the way we get there is just by putting all the penises on display. We just erase the taboo and the face becomes the treat.
But what if you don't want to see their dick?
I don't think, look, Meg. Oh, then why okay. are you even looking to begin
Why are you
with?
Going into ratemydick.com?
You're forcing me to.
It's like the guy we went to theater with who would just get changed in the middle of a room.
And
everyone was really uncomfortable with it. Like not the dressing room, just in the middle of working on stuff.
Yeah, no,
he'd take
would.
All his clothes off, yeah. And we would be like, excuse me.
Why would he take
and
his
And he
underwear
would say,
off?
You don't have to look. And it's like, well, I mean, you could say that about anything in public.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. Like, all of society needs to change, basically. We need to change
That's
the
a
system.
Lot of work.
We need to change the norm, okay? Right now, this is the standard, and it needs to be down there. And this needs to be, when you really know me, when you really earned it, I'll send you a face pic.
But it's the same for girls?
And that's my final thought. And
You made it through, so that's not my
jurisdiction.
This
is only...
I get to do this one.
Girls volunteer into this system.
Okay.
Mandatory for men. Girls are on a volunteer basis. When I am president. Good night, everybody.